more energy-efficient technologies come onto the market fairly regularly, and things like boilers and windows have been getting more energy-efficient for decades. But the decision on whether to use greener components to replace, say, the hot water heaters in an apartment building will often come down to cost, and the fact that the older technologies are usually cheaper is a constant challenge to the producers of newer energy-efficient products. New Climate has been in business since 1984, making energy-efficient heating and cooling systems in Syracuse, the birthplace of air conditioning. The company's vice president, John DeMillo, says business is booming. They recently won a contract to have their units installed in several public schools in New York City. But it's a constant struggle for New Climate to convince contractors to go with their product, and that's where some additional incentives could come in handy.
Contractors are faced today with a more competitive bidding process than ever before, and so because of that, they're forced to bid very low on jobs and then figure out how they're going to make some money afterwards.
DeMillo says a public fund that could defray some of the costs for contractors if they chose more energy-efficient options could make his company even more competitive. And that's essentially the goal of Governor Cuomo's proposed $1 billion green bank to increase the use of energy-efficient products, from home water heaters to giant wind turbines. If the idea makes it through the budget process, the state won't be totally flying blind as it works to set up the bank. Cuomo pointed to Connecticut, the first state in the country to start a green bank, as a model. The Connecticut Clean Energy Finance and Investment Authority, or CEFIA, was formed in 2011. David Goldberg, the director of external relations for CEFIA, says the goal of a green bank, put simply, is to invest taxpayer money into a clean energy project in the hope it'll attract a larger sum of private investment. Goldberg says the idea of a green bank was met with wide support in his state.
It's a nonpartisan at worst and a bipartisan at best matter because the idea of using these monies in a more effective and efficient way to not only attract the private capital, but to use that in a manner that'll provide the opportunity to make smart energy choices.
Goldberg points to a smart loan program about to get underway that'll use $18 million in state and federal money, combined with $80 million in private money. Exactly how New York's green bank will be funded is unknown. The governor's budget says it'll utilize resources from the New York Power Authority and NYSERDA, the state's energy research arm. Goldberg says CEFIA draws money from a combination of grants and tax dollars. The bank also has the ability to pass bonds. Along with loan programs for homeowners, a green bank could also be involved in larger projects, like solar fields. Decisions on how New York's green bank will be run is up to Richard Kaufman. Cuomo tapped Kaufman earlier this year to join his cabinet as energy czar. Kaufman is a former advisor at the U.S. Department of Energy. Ed Bogish says it was a bit of a coup for Cuomo to snatch Kaufman up from Washington. As the director of Syracuse's Center of Excellence for Sustainability, Bogish works with companies developing new energy-efficient projects.
And the opportunity of creating a green bank to support investments that are going to have these paybacks to ratepayers and to municipalities really is a tremendous thing.
Bogish describes the competitive obstacle many clean tech companies face in the marketplace as a chasm.
If they don't leap across the chasm, then they wind up not achieving their potential for sales.
He says the green bank will help those new products gain acceptance and compete with their more traditional competition. No doubt, Richard Kaufman's experience in the financial markets will also be called on if the fund is to deliver on its ambitious agenda. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for the Innovation Trail.